MLS is number 30, Owen Hein, 8 carries for 66 yards. Casey Williams, number 1, has 6 carries for 21 yards and a touchdown, including one fumble. Jacob Gonzalez with 1 carry for 3 yards, and Nathaniel Lindelof, 3 carries for 2 yards. Lindelof, the passing is 9 for 12 and 160 yards and 4 touchdowns in the first half of 9, 13, 40, and 8. Two of those into Casey Williams' hands on 3 for 3 in catch and receiving for Casey Williams for 99 yards and 2 touchdowns. Andrew Schroeder, 4 for 6 for 34 yards and a touchdown. And Benjamin Berger, 2 for 2 for 27 yards. Benjamin Goddard was 0 for 1 in receiving. And then, of course, 2 penalties from holding for MLS, 2 false starts for 30 yards, but none of those have hurt MLS like it has for Lakers.
No, obviously the holding and false start came on the same drive. They had 3rd and 22, and they completed a 50-some-yard pass for a first down, so definitely could have hurt them but didn't. But it's the ones you're going to get to here in a second, the personal fouls that Lakers had on their behalf that's going to end up hurting them.
Well, Lakers has 20 plays rushing the ball for 121 yards, 4 attempts in passing for no completions and 1 interception. So total offense, 24 plays, 121 yards, 4 plays in special teams for 15 yards, 28 plays, 136 all-purpose yardage. Dustin Cady, 7 carries for 77 yards in the lone touchdown for the Lakers. Brennan Wisner with 21 yards off of 3 carries. Terrence Dubes, 8 carries, 24 yards. Diaz Reyes, 2 carries and negative 1 and a fumble. And then that is it for the rushing attack. Dustin Cady is 0 for 4 in passing and 1 interception. And they were intended for Seth Bowles and James Stark as the only 2 we have down here, as the other 2 were completely overthrown. And Brennan Wisner had a fumble on the kickoff, of course, which will set up a score for MLS in the last minute of the first half. 1 penalty of holding for 10 yards, 1 penalty of false start for the Laker offense, but the Laker defense has 4 penalties for 40 yards on the first half alone. 3 tackles apiece each for Taylor Fall, Quinton Smith, and Brandon Wischlager. 2 apiece for Brennan Wisner and Ian Snyder. Quinton Smith with the lone tackle for a loss. 4 Lakers. 1 sack goes to Mauricio Diaz-Reyes for 7 yards lost. Brennan Wisner with 1 tip pass and Mauricio Diaz-Reyes with 1 interception, which pinned Lakers back in their own 6-yard line, but did result in a touchdown. And, of course, 2 personal fouls for 30 yards and 2 offsides for 10 yards for Lakers defense.
Oh, that hurts them a lot. And, again, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes' interception was a 4th and 13 where they just threw basically a deep route, just hoping to get a penalty called their way if you're the Cardinals. And Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, instead of knocking it down and taking good field position, he decided to intercept the ball. And instead of a 70-yard drive coming up, they needed 94 yards, and they got all of it. But if you look back on the Lakers' offensive stats, Clark, 2 things stand out to me just on Lakers' offense alone. But since that fumble, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes has not touched the football on the ground. Consider it like a timeout or a 1-quarter suspension because, again, he's had fumbling issues before, and this is a way to teach him that you're not going to touch the football if you're going to put it on the ground. Wouldn't be surprised if that changes in the second half. The other thing, Clark, is the passing yards. You look at that. Lakers with 0 and MLS with 160 yards passing. So right there is kind of your difference. But you take that 59-yard run away from Dustin Cady, Lakers has barely 70 yards of offense to speak of in the first half. So you take that play away from them, and they are probably shut out in this game. So, again, 1 big play got them back into it, and a couple penalties and a turnover, give it right back.
Greg Easton leads the tackling for MLS with 4 tackles and as well as 1 tackle for a loss. Tristan Pankow with 2 and Adam St. Clair with 3. And then we have Daniel Gensmer, Zachary Towne, Owen Hein, and Andrew Schroeder each with a tackle apiece. 3 tackles for a loss for MLS. Adam St. Clair with 1, Daniel Gensmer with another, and Greg Easton with another. Casey Williams with the only tip pass for the MLS defense. Casey Williams brought in an interception as well. And 2 recovered fumbles, Owen Hein and Zachary Towne each get 1, and no penalties for the MLS defense.
Yeah, the turnovers are even right now, but the 2 turnovers by Lakers has hurt them the most because the Cardinals have scored on both of those turnovers, giving them a nice, comfortable lead here at the half. But Lakers gets the football to start the half. They're going to have to execute a good drive and get into and get into the end zone one more time.
We're 3 minutes away from starting this second half. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. It's MLS 34, Lakers 8 at the half, third quarter coming up.
Wow, that was a great Thanksgiving dinner, Mom, but what are we going to do with all these leftovers?
Throw them all in the garbage, all this food. If we don't use it, we lose it, just like my data plan from AT&T.
But Mom, if we switch to Thumb Siler's new 4G Everything plan, not only do we get more data for our money, we can upgrade to the carryover plan, and all unused data will carry over from month to month.
Son, sift through the garbage and salvage those leftovers.
What for?
That's your lunch next week. I'm heading to Thumb Cellular to switch our cell phone service.
Thumb Cellular is the first in the nation to give you the options to keep the data you don't use each month. You paid for it, so keep it. Make the switch to Thumb Cellular and experience the most comprehensive voice and data network in the Thumb. Check out all of the 4G phones that have just arrived for Christmas. For more details, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bannack, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 holiday sales event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offers valid in U.S., subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 12/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs are not intended for on-road use.
And on to the second act here from Laker Country. It's 34-8, MLS leading by 26 points to start this third quarter. Lakers won the toss and elected to defer to the second half, so the Lakers will be starting this second half with the ball as they are down 26 points.
Well, that would have been a much better scenario if this game was 21-8 like it was supposed to be or like it was shaping up to be. If you miss it at the end of the second half, Lakers scored their first touchdown of the game, their only touchdown of the game, got the two-point conversion to make it 21-8. And with 39 seconds left in the half, a bad penalty on the kickoff gives MLS a good field position. The hook and ladder gets them a touchdown, and then a fumbled kickoff recovered by MLS, and two plays later another touchdown, a 14-point swing in favor of MLS. Instead of 21-8, now you got 34-8 to start your second half. But Lakers needs a score here on this drive and get back into this game.
Gabriel Plonger, the kicker for MLS, kicking from his own 40-yard line, right to left across your radio, in the white jerseys for the Cardinals. And this is a high kick, comes down to about the 23-yard line. And at number 18, Brandon Wischler has it. He's out to about the 30-yard line. Is going to get no further than the 31-yard line. So Lakers will start their drive from their own 31. First and 10, left to right across your radio. Brought down by number 52, Zachary Tau.
Heads-up play there by Wischler earlier in the game. He let that kick go over his head, and that forced Wisner to come up and make a long run and catch the ball off a bounce. This time he just takes a couple steps back, catches it, and turns upfield, gets a few yards, gets out to the 31-yard line, so decent.